hundreds of parachutes dotted the sky near Anchorage yesterday afternoon as more than 450 airborne Army paratroopers participated in a joint forcible entry exercise at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, or JBEIR. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early went to the drop zone to see the exercise firsthand.
Hurtling toward Earth at 18 feet per second might not sound appealing to a lot of people, but paratroopers live for it.
There's a lot of long days in the office, especially when you're somebody like me who works on a brigade staff. Jumping from an aircraft in flight makes up for all of that.
Major Adam Hallmark is a public affairs official and an experienced paratrooper.
The adrenaline rush, the thoughts that are racing through your mind is, when those doors raise inside the aircraft and you feel that rush of wind come inside the cabin and it's about time to step outside that door. It's unexplainable, really.
Soldiers landing in the drop zone around us aren't simply jumping and landing. They then must pack up their parachute, grab all of their gear, including a rucksack and a weapon, and proceed to a drop-off point. Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel James Updegraft says frequent training keeps soldiers battle ready.
Usually two to three per year is what we try to get to. This is our bread and butter. This is what we bring to the fight. It's a big deal when we do it. It's a lot of planning and synchronization goes into it. So
by a lot of planning, Updegraft means about 90 days of preparation and synchronization for one jump. Safety is a top priority for the exercise. One trooper who landed nearby got an earful from his superior for not moving fast enough to stow his gear.
Come in, and they don't suck him up into everything, huh?
Yes, Sergeant.
All right, get your weapon into operation, get your f***ing silk put away, then derig your ruck.
Lieutenant Colonel Updegraft says soldiers carry a lot of weight on their jumps.
Parachute now, the new T-11 is 35 pounds. I'm spitballing that, but 35 pounds, and then the equipment like that I had hanging down between my legs was a 60-pound rucksack. So we plan on jumpers exiting at 350 pounds, including your body weight and then all the equipment.
Even as a seasoned jumper, Hallmark looks at the troopers in awe, knowing himself the feeling of falling from the sky.
For a brief moment, it's all is right in the world and you're just kind of up there doing your thing, and then it's back down to reality, literally.
Hallmark says a lot of time, effort, and resources are dedicated to practice for combat drops.
Because being a paratrooper is a perishable skill. If you don't practice it, you'll forget the things that you've been taught. So we have to do this on a continual basis in order to maintain our proficiency.
Alaska is just one training area for these paratroopers. Next year, Hallmark says there are plans for jumps in Australia, Indonesia, and Japan. Reporting at Fort Richardson, I'm Wesley Early.